the gospel of the grace of God, which is the only gospel that should be preached in this dispensation. Deacon Howard Gavin.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let your say amen again. Hallelujah. The gospel of the grace of God. We unashamedly assign that it is the only gospel, good news, that should be preached. That should be preached in this dispensation. And dispensation. Amen. Let's pray. Let's pray. Righteous Lord, our God and our Father, again we come before you, Lord, and your precious people, my God, to proclaim your word, your truth, that truth, Lord, that you have given for the Grace Church, which is your body. Oh, God, my Savior, we thank you, Lord, for it. We thank you, Lord, for this mystery truth. Even having been kept hidden, is now revealed unto your people. And Lord, we pray that you would bless each and every hearer. Bless those, Lord, in our listening audience and our viewing audience around this globe. Lord, cause and give enlightenment, illumination, according to that you have previously, my God, pre-assigned and ordained for each of your dear ones. Now lead and guide your servant now. Bless all, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Have thy way, Lord, for Christ's sake. Amen. I want you to turn with me, as usual, to the first chapter of Ephesians. And, amen. And we are going to survey our truth, the mystery truth. We unabashedly say the mystery truth, the gospel that was revealed to the Apostle Paul for the Grace Church, which is Christ's body. No other group of his elect are designated the body of Christ. Amen. We have had other dispensations of which we may speak about shortly. But we are in the dispensation, the house rule, the administrative rule for this in this time period. And it has gone on since the Lord Jesus Christ resurrected, glorified, delivered the mystery, that which was previously hidden, amen, from ages and from generations. But the Lord revealed it to the Apostle Paul for the Grace Church. It is the administrative rule or word, amen. It is the truth for this dispensation, this period, this economy of grace. Amen. We are going to speak to you this morning, this afternoon almost, God's sovereignty and continuing God's sovereignty in election to salvation. God's sovereignty, you will only find clarity of this in the mystery. You will not find clarity of God electing some and rejecting others in any other portion of the scriptures like you will find it in the grace scriptures that were given to the Apostle Paul by our resurrected, glorified Lord Jesus to dispense to the Grace Church. God's sovereignty, his absolute right in election, that means choosing or choice. If you choose some, that means you rejected others. To salvation. God's sovereignty, his absolute right in choosing some to salvation. Salvation being a deliverance from sin and its consequences. Salvation being preservation or deliverance from harm, ruin, or ultimate loss. You may be going through something now, but ultimately you are safe. Whatever we're going through now is what we identify around this assembly as temporary, and more importantly, we get it from the scriptures. It's temporary. Everything regarding everything is temporary. Amen. Hallelujah. Suffering, pain, loss, hurt, disappointment, anger. It's all temporary. I want you to turn with me to, as you have asked, Ephesians chapter 1. And we're going to ask Ed Liveman, who's our designated reader, to begin reading verses 1 and 2, as our usual manner is, from the King James Version. And Elder, after verses 1 and 2, please continue in verses 3 through 7 from the interlinear Greek text. Now we read from the interlinear Greek text for clarity. Amen. The scriptures, which is called the New Testament, but in what is called the New Testament, from Matthew to Revelation, we have the grace testament, or those scriptures that were given by Lord Jesus to the Apostle Paul for truth, for direction, leading us, guiding us, informing us who we are, what we have, where we belong. Amen.
Amen.
In the epistles given, amen, by revelation of Christ, our head, our Lord, unto the Apostle Paul for the grace church. Is all the Bible true? Yes, it is. Is all the Bible truth? Yes, it is. But all the Bible is not truth as directives identifying us who we exactly are, what we have, what we can expect in this dispensation, the church, which is Christ's body. Amen. It's beneficial, all of it. But it's not as directives informing us, first of all, who we are, who we belong to, what we can expect. And here's the one that many of God's people miss, where we actually abide. We think, well, let me go on. Ella, begin reading at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1 and 2 from the King James Version.
Ephesians chapter 1, beginning with the first verse.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God.
Yes, yes, yes. Just like the 12, he was also an apostle of, or that belonged to, Jesus Christ. But he was not one of the 12 kingdom apostles. The kingdom apostles preached the kingdom gospel. Survey Matthew chapter 10, amen, verses 1 through 8. They were sent to preach the gospel of the kingdom that shall come on the new earth. The Apostle Paul was called and given the revelation of the mystery, truth that had been kept secret and hidden from ages and from generations. No one knew it but God, until our Lord Jesus revealed it to the Apostle Paul for the grace church, which is Christ's body. All of God's beloved elect are never designated nor identified as body members of Christ. We are. We have the same inheritance as he. All is Christ. And we are heirs of God and joint co-heirs of all that belong to Jesus Christ. No one else is. Amen. Israel and those Gentiles that will be joined in eternal earthly blessing, those Gentiles that will be consigned to eternal earthly blessing with Israel, are not designated members of the body of Christ.
Amen. Yes.
They are blessed according to Israel's blessing, which is wonderful, great.
Yes.
But we have all as body members of Christ, inseparable from him. We are his body. We have no identity but the identity of him of whom we are his body and whom we eternally belong to.
Yes.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints where?
To the saints which are at Ephesus.
Uh-huh.
And to the faithful in Christ Jesus.
There's no faithful outside of Christ. In Christ, according to Christ, by Christ, enabled of Christ, we are enabled to be faithful. Other than that, we can't. We make mistakes. We miss the mark all the time.
I hear you.
Jesus Christ is our help, our hope, our life, our all, our existence. Jesus is. Verse 2, Elder.
Verse 2 in the King James.
Mm-hmm.
Grace to you.
Grace to you.
It and peace with, from God our Father.
It starts with grace to you all the time because that's the dispensation. That is the administrative rule that we are in. We are in the grace dispensation. Everything regarding God's people in this dispensation is by and according to and of his grace. Hallelujah. Grace to you. What else?
And peace.
And peace.
Quit. From God our Father.
God's people.
And
God's
the Lord people. Jesus Christ.
God's people. Do not look for your peace in the governments of the world. Do not look for your peace on the things that you possess.
I hear you.
I don't care how many rounds of carry. I mean, whatever it is. Amen. Our peace is in Christ Jesus alone.
I hear you.
It's not in militaries. It's not in government. It's not in leaders. Our peace is in Christ alone.
Amen.
We see no peace. No lasting peace around us. But thank God this is not our home. So let us not expect or overly expect peace in this earth. The scriptures tell us in our gospel, the grace dispensational scriptures, that evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. So let us continue to look to the Lord for our peace. For our help, for our enablement, for our joy, hallelujah, for our continuance according to him. As long as he has ordained for us to continue in this manifested existence of flesh, let's look to him for our peace. From the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, Elder. Now the King James as well as the interlineal. Verse 3.
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
In the Greek?
You can go with the King James first, Elder, so that we can have a comparison.
Verse 3, King James.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed the God and Father
mm-hmm.
of our Lord Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenliness in Christ.
All right. Now, from the interlineal Greek text, we go with it because he has the Greek word above the word, and his feet are held closer to the fire according to more accurate interpretation. Amen. But we don't stop and depend on the Greek interlineal. We exegete ourselves. Amen. As I said earlier, what is called the New Testament scripture, and certainly not the grace scriptures, they were not written in English. They were written in the language which the Lord purposed for them to be written in, the Greek language. And so we go to the Greek language for more clarity of the information that is being given to us. Not to be, but to have confirmed for our good while we're passing through this world that's on the down, that we might have hope and that we might know the peace of God personally, each of us that passes knowledge, the peace of God that passes knowledge. Blessed the God and Father of the Lord of us, Jesus Christ, thee having blessed us. Nothing is in process according to God but manifestation. Actualization, God spoke everything into existence by a saying, Hebrews 11 and 3. The worlds were formed by a saying of God. A saying. God is unlimited, saints. Your Father, grace and peace from God our Father, your Father is unlimited in any and every and all things. He is unlimited. We say many words and may not accomplish hardly anything or nothing. God spoke everything into existence by a saying. Hallelujah. God's word, all things into existence. The beginning of creation, the manifestation of it, and the end of not just times, but the end of time itself, as the angel proclaimed in Revelation. Yeah. One saying, all according to God. He blessed us in each and every blessing spiritual. If you don't have what you think you want to have here, don't worry. This is not your home and your stuff is not here. Ours is everything in creation in Christ. We are spirit first. We are more who we are in Christ Jesus, spirit, eternal, glorified already, than we could ever be on a daily basis in these bodies of clay. Everything in time, including our walk and duration in time, is for testimony only, for God's purpose. Everything we encounter, we go through, is in testimony for what God has purposed for His glory. For His glory. Christ showed the way. Christ suffered for our sins. He didn't have happy-go-lucky, jolly-jolly, laffy-play every day. He suffered for us, the elect, those chosen. He blessed us with each and every blessing spiritual in the heavenlies in Christ. Verse 4, Elder.
Verse 4, amen. As he chose us in him.
Now listen to this. Everywhere, everyone that's listening, everywhere, listen to this. As he chose us.
In him.
He chose us. In him. Aorist indicative. He chose us in him. That's where we actually eternally abide, in our actualized spirit existence, which has never gone anywhere. We are only manifested in human bodies for testimony of what God has purposed regarding our walk through time. Christ took on a body for the suffering, the showing of the suffering of death in eternity. In God's decree, the Lamb was slain. The children, us, were made partakers. Aorist tense, were made, God spoke us in His decree. It was in His one decree of all things. Spoke us, amen, as children bearing bodies. His children, eternal, bearing bodies for testimony of what God has purposed. And as I say again, it has been given, Philippians 1:29, it has been given to who? Us, This is in our gospel, the grace testimony, the mystery truth that was hidden from ages and generations until it was revealed unto the Apostle Paul for the grace church, which is Christ's body.
Amen.
The children, us, were made partakers, participants of flesh and blood for God's purpose. And it's for a time, a little period only. Thank God. Short time, indeed. As he chose us in him, when, Elder? When? Tell the world when he chose us in him.
Before foundation of world.
Is that what that truly say? Before creation or foundation of the world, we were already selected, elected, chosen in Christ, where we right now abide and have never, ever been away from him.
I hear you.
The laws of spirituality are totally distant from the laws of physicality. We are manifested temporarily in flesh.
Amen.
Just like Christ was. He was manifested. But when he told them, say, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and when he saw it, he was glad. They say, man, you're not 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? He replied, before Abraham was, I am.
Amen.
Absolute existence. Absolute existence.
Amen.
And that's what we have in him.
Amen.
No weakness. No pitifulness. No mistakes, no failings. In Christ we are.
Hallelujah.
Now I'm going to ask Elder to read this one more time. I want the world to get this. Get this straight. For God's sake, get it straight. For your walk not to make you anyone, but to confirm you.
Amen.
To confidence you. Amen. To influence you to the utmost, to indelibly put before your eye the eyes of your mind and mine, who we actually are, who we actually truly are. You are not the world. You can never be the world. You belong to him. I don't care how far you run amok. How far you slide.
I hear you.
You can't go any further than the Lord has purpose is for your learning and benefit and correction, and it's for his glory.
Amen.
He teaches us through the experiences of the weakness of the flesh.
Yes.
He teaches us. In our failings, we cry crocodile tears, Lord help me. Fix it, Lord. Save me. And I'm not talking about your soul salvation. I'm talking about from whatever may be transpiring around me. Save me, Lord.
I hear you.
Save me from that person I see when I look in the mirror.
Amen.
And all his weaknesses and shortcomings. Save me, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. From
yeah.
self, in which you have decreed a sinful nature in the flesh. Save me from it, Lord. There are two of us. There's us according to in the flesh, which is manifestation, and there's us in the spirit. Amen. That's why the Apostle Paul said in Romans, when I would do good, or no, that which I would do, that I do not. That which I do, I allow not. There are two of us manifesting, us in the spirit, in a sinful nature, in our flesh, in the bodies, in our flesh, a sinful nature, and us, spirit, eternal children of God, never left the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, help us to understand it.
Amen.
Verse 4 again, one more time, Ella. One more time. Verse 4 of Ephesians 1.
Verse 4.
From the interlinear Greek text, Elder.
Verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
Interlinear Greek text.
Slowly, Elder.
As he chose us as, in him.
As he. You don't get saved. You were chosen and saved in eternity as he. If he chose us, how you getting saved in time if he chose us before creation? How are you getting saved in time by what you do if you were in before creation? As he chose us, not them. They, the world, are not us, and we can never, ever, in our darkest moment of depravity, Lord help us, we can never be them. Thanks be to God. That's why he gets, through grace, he has graced us, he gets all the honor,
amen,
all the praise,
amen,
and all the glory,
amen,
for he has graced us in the beloved.
Amen.
He chose us in him when?
Before foundation of world.
Before foundation or creation of world.
Holy and unblemished.
Holy.
Unblemished.
Separated and unblemished.
Before him in love.
Before whom it counts. Him in love.
Amen.
You say, well, my God, blemishes. I got blotches. Not in the body of Christ.
Amen.
In this, in the temporary entity of time and our temporary sojourn in it, temporary, we got plenty blotches, glitches, dark spots. But in him, we bear his righteousness. We are of him. No glitches, no blotches, no blemishes. In him, in our actual, this old boy is gone. Thank God it's not eternal like it is. It's gone. It just hasn't manifested. But we lose nothing. We have everything in him. We lose nothing. We cry for our loved ones' departure because of the broken fellowship. Seeing their face, seeing their smile, seeing their demeanor, conversing with them, getting angry with them, and then forgiving them and getting glad with them. But we lose nothing as body members of Christ. How else will we have eternal joy and glory and bliss if we are sad about things and ones? In him, before the foundation or creation of the world, unblemished before him, in love, what, Elder? Verse 5.
Verse 5.
In love.
In love.
Uh-huh.
Predestinated.
Having, everything is done. Everything is finished. All we are witnessing is manifestation of what the Lord has spoken into existence by acing, according to Hebrews 11 and 3. Read it. We're only seeing, viewing, experiencing testimony. Testimony is evidence. Evidence of what? Of what God has purposed. Evidence and testimony of what God has called into existence. Christ suffered. Christ was rejected. Christ hungered. He was spoken of despicably. We are him. So in our sufferings, we identify or being made the same as him.
Glory to God.
In manifestation, in actualization, we are him. No difference. Your head is not one entity, and your body another entity. Take it off. It is one. One body. We are body members of Christ. One body spirit. So we don't have to say, get out the way, you crowd me.
I hear you.
Spirit. No laws of the flesh or physicality. Spirituality does not condescend to the laws of physicality. It has no reliance or dependency on the laws of physicality.
I hear you.
All one body. All equally loved. All equally blessed. All equally caring and serving for the good and well-being of the other body members. You know why it's not manifested here? According to God, he put this in here for his purpose. So that when we are manifested, we already are. When we are manifested where we actually are, we will praise him the more. Amen. Praise and glorify him the more. Amen. For what he has done regarding us. Amen. Jesus.
Glory to God.
Verse. Did you finish verse 5, Elder?
Yes.
Verse 6. In all this, all that have been said unto us in our truth, our gospel, the mystery is to what, Elder? Verse 6. To praise of glory of the grace of him. How can he receive all the glory and the praise and the purest and the ultimate praise if we help him get us together or help him get us into heaven or in the heavenlies in Christ? No. All this was done before this. Before you got down and prayed, slobbered, cried, mourners bench, came up, shook the preacher's hand, and repeated the sinner's prayer. However you repeated it, we were chosen in him before. Chosen in him before we were manifested in this. Hallelujah. God, praise him, Jesus. To the praise of the glory of his grace. Now let's speak about grace.
Yes.
Grace is undeserved kindness. It's unmerited favor. Grace means no merit. Works would destroy grace. Mm-hmm. You'd have a badge. If you had something to do with it. Grace doesn't allow that. Grace puts us like this and like this. Yeah. That's what grace does. Works put you like.
That's right.
To the praise of the glory of his grace. Grace is confidence. Kindness. Hallelujah. Benefit. Benevolence. That's grace.
Hallelujah.
To the praise of the glory of the grace of him. Of him. Which he favored us in the having been loved. He favored us.
Amen.
Or he graced us.
Amen.
That is the basic same Greek word as grace. That word favored is the same basic Greek word as charis. It's charitu. Same basis as the word grace, charis. He graced us in the beloved. We didn't have anything to do with it. He did it all. So when you hear the song, Jesus paid it all. I can't sing now, my spirit is high. All to him I owe. He left the crimson stain. He washed as white as snow. We've been washed. We've been washed. All the sins that we've thought have been taken care of. All the shortcomings. And God is not going to leave us to ourselves to do what we want to do. He will visit us. And he will do better than a good parent. He will chasten us and correct us as he has previously purposed to cause and align us to act like who we are. No, you will not go out and do anything you want to do when you want to do it, as long as you want to do it. Everything is according to God.
I hear you.
And in his chastening and correcting, it's never penal to do you in. It's always remedial to cause us to be conformed to Christ in acting like who we actually are. You can forget about it. You'll never be the world. God will not have it.
I hear you.
Your confidence will never be anchored or caused to be anchored in the world.
I hear you.
Or in an individual. God will not have it.
I hear you.
Praise him. Husbands and wives, dependency is on the Lord.
I hear you.
Brothers and sisters, ultimate dependency is in the Lord.
Amen.
Our confidence is in the Lord. Our hope is not in one another, it's in God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Read on, Ella. Let's try to get through this last verse.
Verse 7. In whom we have the redemption.
In whom?
Through the blood of him.
In whom?
The forgiveness of trespasses.
Forgiveness.
According
of trespasses.
To the riches of the grace of him.
Our sins have all been forgiven. According to the riches or the richness of the grace of him. One scripture tells us, and I think it's in Romans, where sin abound, and God knows it has abounded. It has abounded. Where sin has abound, grace has super abounded. He didn't die for no purpose. He died for the sins of the sin nature that he decreed upon us. And in our flesh only. It's in our flesh only. That's why this body got to, according to God.
Glory.
Through the blood of him. The forgiveness of the trespasses. Every one of them. If we had to stand with even one trespass. The wages of sin is death. It didn't say the wages of many sins. The wages of sin. Singular. Is death. If we had to face the Lord with one sin. No, a half of one. A smidget one. A piece of one. He has borne all our trespasses.
I hear you.
All. That's why all to him we owe.
Hallelujah.
the grace of God, the grace of God. In all the dispensations, law, kingdom, innocence, human government, conscience, and kingdom, as well as grace. No one is saved but by God's kindness and grace. But grace is not the administrative rule in those other six dispensations. In our dispensation or house rule or administrative rule, which has lasted now some 2,000 years about, grace is the economy, the administrative rule regarding us. They were God's elect, even though it's not necessarily mentioned in all those covenants and dispensations, as it is in our higher level, higher knowledge base.
Amen.
Truth in the mystery truth, it tells us continually we are because we were. We are because we always were. I want to read a little bit from the pastor's documentation that the Lord gave him, and he has faithfully proclaimed it unto us according to God. I'm just going to read a bit of an excerpt. That last phrase, verse 6 that we read, verse 6, to the praise of the glory of great of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted or graced us in the beloved. In the last phrase, he has graced us in the beloved, of verse 6, translated, he freely gave us in the beloved, may also be rendered, which he graced to us in the beloved. We have preferred the rendering freely gave, as exacted from the Greek word ekaritosin, which is the verb form of the noun kardis, which is grace. But for literal consistency and to come off, amen, unto the listeners and hearers of God's people, we have opted to use the lesser known verb graced. Graced. As it denotes that which God graces or gives to his elect. Grace would be a noun. But graced would show action and therefore be a verb. He graced unto us. He did it. The entity of grace. He graced unto us. He did it. According to this promise, the thought conveyance would be that God graced his glorious grace. I must subconsciously said that from the writing. All I had to do was read a little bit. Graced unto us in the beloved. In the beloved one, which is Christ. Note the Greek word translated beloved is a participle. A participle is a verbal adjective. A verb that describes, and it describes what he did. He graced. Which is in the perfect tense, which is a completed action in the past with continuous results. Perfect tense. God didn't haphazardly have this truth, amen, recorded in the Greek language. That was purposed. English hadn't even been started yet as we know it. Greece was overcome by Rome at the time, but he didn't have Paul's epistles unto the churches given primarily in Latin. He used the Greek language.
I hear you.
For its specific and intricate clarity.
Yes.
that we the beloved will be caused to understand. It's complete action in the past with continuous results, and guess what else? Guess what else? It's also in the passive voice. If you all know anybody that's passive, you know that stuff is usually done to them instead of they do it to others. It's in the passive voice, indicative of something one receives. I told you, you don't get saved. You do not get saved. You were chosen. You were selected. We were graced in the beloved one, Christ. The implication is that from eternity's past, Jesus has and continues to be the beloved one. And may I add, in whom we abide. In whom. We are more who we are in the body of Christ. That's eternal. That has never, ever changed, even if we and others of other ages didn't know it. It has never changed. It was not revealed. It was not revealed. That's why it's called the mystery. That which was previously hidden, but for the past 2,000 years, it has been being revealed to God's people.
I hear you.
Us.
Glory to God. I hear you.
It is striking that in this verse we note this adjectival describing description applied to Jesus Christ, but in three other verses of Scripture, it is applied to believers or the elect, those chosen. 1 Thessalonians 1:4 and 2 Thessalonians 2:13. Oh, what a remarkable, splendid example, as we continually praise God for his glorious grace, which he has graced to us through imputation, through his accounting it to our account. The righteousness of Christ was accounted, attributed to us, his righteousness. You couldn't lose if you had everybody in the world helping you. If you belong to him and bear his righteousness, not only in the world, let's go out. If you had every entity in the universe, even the black hole himself or themselves, you could not be destroyed, lose, famish, vanish with all the help in creation. We are Christ's body.
Amen.
We are. You're supposed to feel despicable and forlorn about your shortcomings, about the wrongdoings. I do about mine. But accept the grace of God, there go I. There go anyone. Imputation of the merit of Jesus Christ, which in turn has made it possible for us, not them, us, to also become, perfect tense, passive voice, beloved ones. From the exegesis of proper translation and interpretation, interpreting, bringing the meaning of one language over into another language, interpreting it, not saying something different, but saying exactly what the language you brought over the conveyance from is saying. Exactly. Interpretation of these verses, as well as others, we believe that they provide undeniable evidential documentation that the total work of salvation was initiated, started, began, implemented. God didn't have to.
I hear you.
One decree One decree. He is unlimited in everything. One saying, everything in existence from one saying.
Amen.
Hebrews 11 and 3.
Amen.
That word is not logos. Even though God's word, yes, it is. That word is saying. The ages were created by a saying of God.
Amen.
Now, he didn't have to go through the quadrillions of things that went down in the ages. The ages. They wouldn't be if they weren't spoken into existence. Hallelujah. Just like we wouldn't be who we are if we were not spoken in the beloved. Graced. Graced. The fact that we were graced in, this is same as we were placed in. That's our position. Position is where you was put.
Yes. Amen.
I hear you.
Thank God.
We were put there. We didn't get there.
I hear you.
I don't decry those things. If that's where God has won, they're influenced by righteousness to even do that. But that is not it. God's word tells us that before. Now, I want to speak to any hero out there.
Glory.
In the audience and in the world. If you came as you thought, by mourner's bench, by repeating the sinner's prayer, by shaking the preacher's hand, by saying it faster or saying it slower, that's according to you. That is not according to this word that the Lord gave the Apostle Paul to give to the Grace Church, which is his body.
Amen.
You are in there before creation.
I hear you.
Through lack of knowledge, we went through these things.
Yes, amen. Thank you, Lord.
God brought us there, but let's move on. According to God, according to his leading, according to his illumination and enlightenment,
yes,
to educating us,
glory,
more who we are,
yes,
and from,
amen,
whence we were.
Amen.
Praise him. Thus we believe it was God alone. It was culminated in eternity. God is not creating nothing. I want to say that again. You will not find God creating nothing in the scriptures. Creation, that which is.
Amen.
Created, that which was spoken into existence.
Amen.
God is not making daily decisions as you think by reading the Old Testament scriptures.
Oh, I hear you.
And the kingdom gospel scriptures, which are truth. But our gospel informs us that everything that's everything was spoken in its existence by a saying according to God.
I hear you.
Everything.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Thus we believe that it is impossible to apportion any contribution of these glorious decrees and acts to anyone outside of God.
Amen.
I've overstayed my bound. I want you, along with me, pray God to enable you, and I'll pray me, to trust him. You can't be lost. I don't care what goes on in any country or the whole earth or the universe. The Almighty God holds you in his hand.
I hear you.
But more specifically, we are members in the body of Christ. We cannot be destroyed. These bodies are gone anyhow. Now, no one wants to experience pain necessarily.
Glory to God.
But let us know who we are and whose we are. And that this abode, however well it looks, is temporary.
Amen.
Temporary. Our eternal abode, our eternal peace, our joy, our glory is in Christ Jesus and Him alone who died for us. God bless you.
Amen.